Chapter 3 Dimensions of Consciousness. May the dawning of a new consciousness, which is the key to a new life, be very close to us. In his Aquarian Gospel, Levi H. Dowling narrates, "The feast time came, and Jesus and the 12 went to Jerusalem. Upon the day before the Sabbath day, they reached Mount Olives, and they tarried at an inn before Mount Olives on the north. And in the early morning of the Sabbath day, they went in through the sheep gate to Jerusalem. The healing fountain of Bethesda near the gate was thronged about with people who were sick, for they believed that at a certain time an angel came and poured a healing virtue in the pool, and those who entered first and bathed would be made whole. And Jesus and the 12 were standing near the pool. And Jesus saw a man nearby who had been stricken 38 years. Without a hand to help, he could not move. And Jesus said to him, 'My brother, man, would you be healed?' The man replied, 'I earnestly desire to be healed, but I am helpless, and when the angel comes and pours the healing virtues in the pool, another who can walk steps in the fountain first, and I am left unhealed.' And Jesus said, 'Who sends an angel here to potentize this pool for just a favored few? I know it is not God, for he deals just the same with everyone. One has no better chance in heaven's healing fountain than another one. The fount of health is in your soul. It has a door locked fast. The key is faith, and everyone can have this key and may unlock the door and plunge into the healing fount and be made whole.' And then the man looked up in hopeful mood and said, 'Give me this key of faith.' And Jesus said, 'Do you believe what I have said? According to your faith it shall be done. Arise, take up your bed and walk.' The man at once arose and walked away. He only said, 'Praise God.' And when the people asked, 'Who made you whole?' the man replied, 'I do not know. A stranger at the pool just spoke a word, and I was well.' The many did not see when Jesus healed the man. And with the 12, he went his way up to the temple courts. And in the temple, Jesus saw the man and said to him, 'Behold, you are made whole. From henceforth, guard your life aright. Go on your way and sin no more, or something worse may fall on you.' And now the man knew who it was who made him whole. According to universal teaching, health and healing must be understood as the result of restoring order and balance in the three human dimensions. We can symbolically understand these three dimensions as the dimension of the spirit, the dimension of the soul, and the dimension of the body. After all, the source of true healing lies within us. When we overcome the illusion of the self, we will leave pain and suffering behind, and a new reality, without beginning and without end, the reality of the immeasurable, will manifest in us. The dimension of spirit is related to the core of consciousness and its direction. In many human beings, the core of consciousness is still focused on its own I. Thus, the result is a self-centered life with all its conflicts, strains, and imbalances. It is for this reason that healing in the dimension of spirit results from a gradual redirection from the core of consciousness to the spirit spark in the heart of the microcosm. This allows consciousness to transform itself completely, finding in itself the source of a silent and serene balance. The soul dimension is related to our inner life of thoughts, desires, perceptions, and reactions. We have seen how this inner life is governed by karma, which is the memory registered in the electromagnetic sphere of our microcosm and is the result of all the experiences of previous lives that manifested in it. From this memory result, the deepest causes of our mental, emotional, and energetic conditioning that lead us to live repetitive and endless cycles of painful experiences. Experiences that the I consciousness does not have the strength to modify. Therefore, healing in the dimension of the inner world of the soul should be the result of a profound and gradual process of self-knowledge, which would unveil all these profound causes to consciousness. Through this self-knowledge and its union with the power of the spirit spark, which burns like a fire in its core, the renewed consciousness would again find a foothold within itself to move, one by one, the mountains of the conditioning in its inner world. And now we would like to understand how these two modifications, in terms of the spirit and the soul, in the direction of our consciousness and in the consequent modification of our inner world, can transform and interfere in a highly positive way in the balance and health of our body. To begin with, we need to say that the physical body is not only a biological construction, but also a sophisticated energy matrix, a true archetype made of energy and matter. The universal teaching states that the physical body has an energetic body constituted identically to itself, which surrounds and interpenetrates it as a perfect energetic image of each of its organs and structures. This energy body that keeps the physical body functioning is known as the etheric double or energetic double. The physical body and its energetic double are inherited from our parents. They transmit to us all their blood and genetic inheritance, and as modern biology demonstrates, all their experiences through cellular memory. We receive not only our genes from them, but also the accumulated memory of how to use them. In other words, we inherit not only certain innate tendencies, but also the memory of how to use them, thus making them more active or not. And this cellular memory that can make certain genetic tendencies active or not is something fundamental when we try to understand the issue of health from the point of view of the universal teaching. After all, cellular memory is the key to understanding how a certain state of our consciousness can, over time, transform itself into a powerful organic memory, which will be even more decisive for the functioning of our organism than our genetic heritage. Now we will move forward in our topic to try to understand how a new state of consciousness can directly transform the functioning of the body. When a child is born, it receives from its parents the archetype of its physical body and its energetic double. However, when entering the second period of childhood around the age of 7, a new organic process begins for it. It is the process of the birth and gradual growth of its other energetic bodies, which are even more subtle and will begin to manifest in it from the accumulated memory in the electromagnetic field of its microcosm. Until that moment, the child lived entirely out of the energetic field of its parents, relatives, or guardians, a field that vivified and sustained its material body and its energetic double. However, as it grows and the electromagnetic memory of its microcosm becomes active, it begins to create and polarize its own energy field, making it unique and individualized. Thus, from the second period of childhood, through adolescence, and reaching adulthood in cycles of approximately 7 years, the three most subtle energetic bodies of consciousness arise from the karma accumulated in the microcosm. In this way, the etheric body, the astral body, and the mental body are increasingly linked to the structure of the material body and its energetic double, starting to vivify them in a totally different and individualized way. The state of consciousness becomes the state of life as the subtle bodies begin to energetically command all the vital processes of the physical body. This is the reason why, from early childhood onward, and especially during adolescence, human beings undergo so many transformations that will significantly influence the balance and health of their bodies. It explains, the karma accumulated in the microcosm begins to directly influence the functioning of the physical body. Here are some examples of how this occurs. It is through the mental body that the whole life of thoughts penetrates our brain and our central and peripheral nervous systems, influencing the speed and quality of our synapses and nervous impulses, as well as the accumulation or not of nervous tensions and stress, which we know so well. It is through the astral body that all life of feelings and desires penetrates our seven chakras, the seven great wheels of energy that are found along our spine, regulating then the functioning of our entire endocrine system through the seven glands which coincide with the location of these chakras in our organism or which are activated by them. We refer here to the pineal, pituitary, thyroid, thymus, pancreas, reproductive system, and adrenal glands. Thus, we see how the emotional state positively or degeneratively influences all these glands with the respective correct or incorrect production of all the hormones produced by them. And finally, it is through the etheric body that all our reactions and perceptions pass through our organism through a very subtle energy transmission system known as the meridians. These meridians are similar to very fine threads through which our vital energy circulates, following along all our organs, limbs, muscles, nerves, and tissues, determining the renewal of cells, the assimilation of nutrients, and the elimination of toxins. Thus, we understand that the way we perceive and react to situations in our lives determines our vitality as well as the renewal or otherwise of our entire organism. Given all this, in the light of the universal teaching, it becomes evident why the vast majority of healing systems do not produce complete balance or the definitive restoration of our health. The reason for this lies in our subtle bodies and the core orientation of our consciousness. Of course, human beings should always seek the best treatment available with a view to restoring their body's health. As Rosicrucians and citizens responsible for our own lives and those close to us, we can clearly state that this has always been and always will be the position and recommendation of our school. This is the reason why the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross recommends simple and healthy habits of life to its pupils, which allow their organism to function in the most peaceful and natural way possible. Thus, we treat our organism with respect, minimizing the effects of the tendencies and limitations that we inherit, which we all have, but which are different for each of us. However, on the other hand, we strive more and more to understand the profound cause of the evils that arise in us, not as a result of heredity, but rather as a reflection of unresolved conflicts in the inner world of the soul, and above all, of the direction of our consciousness. We are convinced that to the extent that these conflicts are resolved through an inner self-revolution, then a new state of health will manifest in us. Not just physical health, but health that will take effect throughout our life, from our thoughts to the balance of our physical body, which will be a reflection of the purification and transformation of our consciousness. When this happens in us, we will have rebuilt the three pillars of a true healthy balance in life. In this way, we will have a profound peace of mind due to the fact that the core of our consciousness has reconciled itself with the universal principle that was latent in it and has freed itself from the clutches and endless suffering of self-centeredness. An undisturbed inner serenity to the extent that our thinking, feeling, wanting, and acting were brought into harmony with our true being, and thus freed from the automatisms that conditioned and restricted us. And a stable and continuous organic balance which will allow our organism to function in the best possible way without the permanent stress of the attachments of egocentrism or the shadows of a conflicted inner life. Today, experiencing such an intense transformation in the world, countless human beings are waking up to the fact that the health and balance of their lives must be the result of a profound inner change, a change in the way of looking at life, which will result in a new way of living life. When these people accept the challenge of putting this change into practice, thus transforming their own lives, they will become a great accelerator of a change that can manifest itself for all of humanity. This transformation is healing itself, the healing of the individual and the healing of the collective. It is to this great healing that as Rosicrucians we focus all our efforts. The collective healing of all of humanity, which will come as a consequence of a new collective consciousness. We hope with all our hearts that this message also finds an echo in the hearts of many, and that in this way they too become conscious agents of the great world change that is approaching. It is our most sincere wish that the universal source of all life awakens in the core of our being, so that with its dazzling brilliance it can transform and renew our entire life. And we close this topic with a few words from the founders of our school, Mr. Jan van Rijkenborg and Mrs. Katharose de Petri.
Take the covering from our eyes, O Lord. Heal us of our blindness, and make us see the brilliant light of your glory. We thank you that the course of nature is reversed and that we may go back to our starting point of the living soul state. May the birth of this reversal be celebrated within us, so that the grip of the oral fate will be broken. Glory, gratitude, and praise be to you and to all the great ones of the Brotherhood.